software. The TASM, we use Solim. That's one of the software tools that we use in the TASM approach. But we also use software like Saga for terrain analysis. So, and we also use hydrological simulations. So the combination of different softwares and different technologies together makes up the TASM approach. And Solim is one of the tools we use.
Thank you very much. So we are moving on to our next presentation given by Yuanda Zhu. The topic is Digital Soil Mapping Sorgho Data Use, a Case Study from Louisiana.
Good morning, everyone. First, I want to thank you for coming. Today, my topic is Digital Soil Mapping and Sorgho Data Use. It's a case study from Louisiana. First of all, I want to thank my co-authors and also the people from NRCS to allow me to use these data. So the basic question is because Sorgho data, it's a soil survey geographic data, has been increased used. And I have saw at least five presentation use Sorgho data in this conference. So the problem is that Sorgho data provide ranges and polygons. It's not unique value, actually. So is the data good or bad? So the question is, we need to evaluate the data quality for Sorgho data. So as we know, Sorgho data is based on conventional soil survey. There's four steps. First, to study point data, like patterns. Then to correlate the patterns, the properties of patterns with environmental variables to mentally construct the implicit conceptual models. Then apply this model to observe areas to try to establish the relationship between soil and the landscape. So the final step is to map the soil, the extent of soil series or soil combinations. So there's a few cons, pros and cons. The good thing for Sorgho data is that most of digital products are available for most of the United States. Particularly in Louisiana, all the 64 parishes has digital Sorgho data. It's ready for use. You can download directly from the website. Also, there's several disadvantages has been criticized. It's high cost to update. It's discontinuous. There's sufficient invisibility. Inconsistency and the accuracy is questionable. So to offset this disadvantage, here comes the digital soil mapping. A lot of presenters in this room has already talked about this. So the key difference between the conventional soil maps and digital soil mapping is that the model used in digital soil mapping is explicit and quantitative. It's much easier to be used to observe the area than the conventional soil maps. So the objective of my study is to develop theme maps and databases for the selected soil properties. Just as an example, we use pH, organic matter content, cation exchange capacity, and the clay percent. Then we try to, of course, we need to validate the accuracy of this method. And the final objective is to cross-validate the Sorgho data with this method. So my study area is the whole state of Louisiana. Louisiana is not a big state, but the area is quite big. The area is about 43,000 square miles. We have lots of variability in soil. The total number of sources we used is 315. We also have 54 benchmark soils. The model, everybody knows this model, I think. It's the famous equation, the factors of soil formation. So we use, basically, the data we use is the pattern data. About 400 patterns we get from the National Soil Characterization Database, and about 900 patterns we just input from old soil survey books. So we use geological map, the temperature, precipitation, and elevation, and the curves, those layers to provide the environmental variables. So the regression creating is the method we use. We use the partial least square regression method to identify the relationship between soil properties and the environmental variables. To validate this method, we split our data set into two. The 90% patterns we use to construct a model, and the other 10% we just check the accuracy. This map just shows the patterns. The solid dots are patterns for validation, the circles the patterns for model construction. Unfortunately, these patterns have different completeness. For example, we have 1267 patterns that has pH values, but the other, for like clay, we only have 465 patterns have clay percent. So we have to split our data set according to soil properties separately. We use these environmental variables basically to intercept these variables by the patterns to get the values of these variables for each pattern, and then to identify the relationship. The final product of the digital soil mapping is the thin maps. We have pH, organic matter content, cation exchange capacity, and clay, all the maps for the whole state. As we expected, we have high values along the coastal area. We also have high pH value, high cation exchange capacity, and high clay percent along the river system. But the organic matter content seems has no similarity with that. So again, use 10% poem to validate the accuracy. According to the R square value, it's not perfect, but still, it's quite acceptable. The highest R square we found it for the organic matter content. So here comes to the our final objective to validate the circle data. Because the circle data is parish based, we choose the Wing Parish in the center of northern Louisiana, just for, as an example. Which actually we generated random points, about 6,000 random points over the parish, and then tried to intercept the predicted maps and the circle data map to extract the values, predicted values and the circle data values. So for Ring Parish, the cation exchange capacity is not provided by circle data for this parish, so we only discuss three parameters here. So circle data basically provides a range for each map unit. There's no unique value for each map unit, just the range. Here comes to compared to the predicted maps using digital soil mapping method. This dotted bar is the range from the circle data. The solid bars from the predicted map using digital soil map method. So basically, look at overall the bars are overlapped quite well. That means the digital soil mapping and the conventional soil mapping, I would say it's quite matched quite well. But look at it individually, the bar we got from the digital soil mapping method, it's much narrower than the range provided by the circle data. So if the condition is that if the digital soil mapping is accurate enough, I would say the digital soil mapping provide much preciser information than the conventional soil map. So in conclusion, we have 1329 soil patterns has been collected, and databases have been constructed for the whole state. The regression models for each soil properties has been constructed, and the maps has been generated. The validation indicates the accuracy of digital soil mapping are acceptable. Compared to the digital soil mapping, circle data tend to provide much wider range for soil properties. The range provided by circle data may be true for all the extents for the individual soil series. However, as the circle data is designed for use by landowners, townships, and the county natural resources planning and management, so we probably need more precise information. So on-site field validation for local properties is still highly recommended. The field validation is especially important for where circle data has been used to for other type input data. Along with field validation, digital soil mapping tend to are expected to provide much more precise information than circle data. So the future work, maybe we will try to improve the accuracy, maybe collect some field sample from those area has extreme value, environmental values. Maybe use this optimized sampling scheme. Also, we want to classify the soil of Louisiana with this method. And also, we want to investigate the scale issue because we found some presenter also talked about this. We found that in the parish scale, the correlation is much better than the state scale. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Are there any questions?